请我们一起来看传道书第九章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 11.
旧约圣经802页，传道书第九章十一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11.
我又转念见日光之下，快跑的未必能赢，力战的未必得胜，智慧的未必得粮食，明哲的未必得资财，灵巧的未必得喜悦，所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant or favor to the learned.But time and chance happen to them all.
圣经神并没有否认人的努力，人的这种智慧。
The Bible doesn't deny human effort and human knowledge.
所以我们凡事还是要努力啊，还是要多多的来获得知识。
And so, thus, we must work hard, and we must pursue knowledge and wisdom.
这里在强调的是神的主权。
And but here it emphasizes the power of God,
the authority,
the authority of God.
机会啊是从神来的。
Opportunities come from God.
机会常常会改变人的一生。
And opportunities can change the life of man.
机会常常会决定人所不知道的将来。
Opportunities will determine the unknown future.
谁来支配这个机会呢？
And so who can provide these opportunities?
就是这位天上独一的真神，他来支配着我们的机会。
That is this one true God in heaven who can provide us with opportunities.
所以在诗篇里头，作诗的人说，他将他终身的事都交在神的手中。
And so the psalmist in Psalm says that he puts all things in God's hands.
那既然机会对我们人的一生是这么的重要。
Since opportunities are so important in our lives,
那我们来看看神如何将机会来赐给人。
And so then let's see how God has given opportunities to people.
那我们来看看人如何来把握神给他的机会。
We will see how people grab hold of the opportunities given to them.
那当然从神来的这些好机会当然就是带来美好的结果。
And of course, these opportunities from God also bring good endings.
第一个神借着很特殊的方法将机会赐给人。
First, God uses some rather special circumstances to provide opportunities to people.
就是神显异象或者神亲自对人说话。
And that is, it comes in the form of visions, or God speaks to people.
我们请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Now let's take a look at Acts chapter 10.
《使徒行传》第十章二十三节。
Acts chapter 10 verse 23.
二十三节，彼得就请他们进去住了一宿，次日起身得他们同去。还有约帕的几个弟兄同着他去。
Verse 23. Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guests. The next day Peter started out with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along.
在这里说到彼得他接待了从哥尼流来的三个人。
We see here that Peter had taken in some guests from Cornelius into Cornelius's house.
那过了一晚，第二天他就跟这三个人前往哥尼流的家里。
And so later he traveled with them to Cornelius's house.
二十四节
，verse 24.
又次日，他们进入该撒利亚，哥尼流已经请了他的亲属密友等候他们。
Verse 24, the following day he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends.
彼得跟耶帕的几个弟兄，他们来到哥尼流的家里。
And so Peter and some of the brothers from Joppa arrived in Cornelius' house.
25节。
25.
彼得一进去，哥尼流就迎着他，俯伏在他脚前拜他。
25. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence.
26节，彼得却拉他说：“啊，你起来，我也是人。”
But Peter made him get up. Stand up, he said. I am only man myself.
这个哥尼流啊，是用这个一个很虔诚的态度啊，来这个接。来这个问候彼得。
And so Cornelius used a very used a heart of reverence to meet Peter.
那这个彼得他当然他不敢接受。
And of course Peter could not accept such a gesture.
27节。
Verse 27.
彼得和他说着话进去，见有好些人在那里聚集。
27. Talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people.
原来哥尼流他也邀请了不少的人在他的家里等候彼得。
And so it turns out, Cornelius had invited a lot of other people to meet up with Peter.
28节。
28.
彼得就对他们说：“你们知道犹太人和别国的人亲近来往本是不合理的，但神已经指示我，无论什么人都不可看作俗而不洁净的。”
Verse 28, he said to them, You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with a Gentile or visit him. But God has shown me that I should not call any man impure or unclean. We see here that this, what Peter had done, is not normal.
这个彼得他是不跟这个所谓的非犹太人这样子的 来往接触。
Peter actually would not associate with these Jews.
但是他这一次他为什么这么坦然的来到哥尼流的家里？
But why did in this incident he just simply came to Cornelius' house and meet them?
因为神事先给他异象。
Because God had given him a vision beforehand.
那神也在彼得的祷告当中指示他要跟这三个人前往。
And also during Peter's prayer, God had instructed him to associate with these people.
那我们知道这是彼得他在先道的这个生活当中一次很难得的机会。
And we know that this was a very rare opportunity during Peter's preaching.
29节。
Verse 29.
所以我被请的时候就不推辞而来。现在请问你们叫我来有什么意思呢？
29. So when I was set for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?
在彼得的观念里头啊，他根本没有想过说要把福音传给非犹太人。
It never had Peter thought that he would be preaching to Jews.To non-Jews.
所以呢，他已经来到哥尼流的家里，是神指示他的，他还不晓得说他到那里是要做什么。
And so, even as he came to Cornelius's place, he did not know why he was there.
那这个哥尼流呢，他也有神给他看异象。
But God also gave Cornelius a vision.
所以哥尼流就说，我们是要你讲。讲福音给我们听啊。
So Cornelius said to Peter, "We want you to preach to us."
所以彼得才将主耶稣救人的福音来告诉这一群人。
Shared with them the sermon of salvation to them.
后来这一群人他们信主了，他们受洗了。
Eventually, these people believed in Christ and they were baptized.
这是彼得他传这个传。先到的生涯里头一次很重要的经验。
This was a very important experience during Peter's days of preaching.
这也是对教会历史一个很有影响的一次经验。
And so this was also a very important part of the history of the church.
因为神的福音不只是要给犹太人 也要给所有的非犹太人。
Because God's teachings and message is not just for Jews, but also for non-Jews as well. Yeah.
那最起初的这些耶稣的门徒啊，他们都是犹太人，而且是很保守的犹太人。
Because originally these believers were all Jews and very conservative Jews.
所以主耶稣必须给他们一个这个给彼得一个这样的机会。
And so God must give Peter this chance.
他们才能够在对外邦的传福音上面有一个观念上的突破。
And so that way they can have this breakthrough in their thinking when preaching to non-believer, to non-Jews.
真的，彼得这一次的经验是一次很重要的经验。
And so, therefore, this was a very important experience for Peter.
请看《使徒行传》15章。
Take a look at Acts chapter 15.
果然他们后来为了这些非犹太人来信耶稣，他们当中有一些争论的事情。
And so as these Gentiles came to believe, there were some issues that arose.
请看15章的第6节。
Chapter 15, verse 6.
使徒和长老聚集商议这些事。
Verse 6, the apostles and elders met to consider this question.
他们就是在讨论有关非犹太人来信耶稣的事情。
And what they were going to discuss was to address the matter about Gentiles coming to believe in God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
辩论已经多了，彼得就起来说：“诸位弟兄，你们知道，神早已在你们中间拣选了我，叫外邦人从我口中得听福音之道，而且相信。”
Verse 7, after much discussion, Peter got up and addressed them. Brothers, you know that some time ago God made a choice among you that the Gentiles might hear from my lips the message of the gospel and believe.
他们有很多的讨论。
They had a lot of discussions.
但是还没有一个结论。
They had not come to a conclusion yet.
既然是讨论，就希望有一个结论。
And if they're discussing, they're hoping to have a conclusion soon.
在他们当中也很少人有传福音给外邦人的经验。
But among them, there were very few who had experienced preaching to Gentiles.
而且是对当时的教会是有影响力、有带领作用的人。
And especially those who actually had some kind of impact on the church as leaders.
这时候彼得他有这样的经验。他就站起来讲话。
And so, because Peter had this experience, he stood up and spoke.
再请看13节。
Let's take a look at verse 13.
他们住了声，雅各就说：“诸位弟兄，请听我的话。”
13, when they finished, James spoke up. Brothers, listen to me.
当时教会的另外一位有影响力的就是这个雅各。
The next person who had some influence was James.
这时候雅各他来做结论。
And James spoke the conclusion.
因为有彼得的经验，所以让雅各他能够很正确的来做一个结论。
Because there was the experience from Peter, James was able to give an accurate conclusion.
而且是一个很正面的一个很带来很正面影响的一个结论。
And so this was a conclusion that had great influence.
请再看16章《使徒行传》16章的第四节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16, verse 4.
第四节，他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的条规交给门徒遵守。
Verse 4, as they traveled from town to town, they delivered the decisions reached by the apostles and elders in Jerusalem for the people to obey.
第五节，于是众教会的信心越发坚固，人数天天加增。
Verse 5, so the churches were strengthened in the faith and grew daily in numbers.
那真的是一个很好的决定。
And we see that this was a very good decision.
因为这里说很多弟兄姐妹他们的信心越发的坚固。
And we see because the reasons were because their faiths were strengthened.
信心常常也跟爱心有关系。
Faith is always connected to love.
这个爱心要有信心来做基础。
Love must have faith as a foundation.
一个 一个教会有信心又有爱心，这个教会一定会兴旺。
A church that has faith and has love will grow, will have hope.
所以我们看到神用特殊的方法给彼得一个经验，
we see that,
一个机会。
We see that God presented Paul, Peter with a very special opportunity.
那我们会想说，如果我们是彼得的话，我们一定会抓住这样的机会。
If we think about it, if we were Peter, we probably also take this opportunity as well.
这是一个神给人的一个这么用这么特殊的方法给人的机会。
This is a, such a special method of providing an opportunity for people. For
但是事实上也不一定这样子。
But it doesn't necessarily always have to be like this way.
旧约里头的耶拿先知。
For example, Jonah in the Old Testament.
他也是神亲自来告诉他去尼尼微传警告。
He was told by God to go and warn the city of Nineveh.
但是耶拿，他一开始他并没有前往。
But we know that Jonah did not proceed immediately.
那这个是神用特殊的方法来给人这个机会。
And again, it's a God giving a special opportunity to man.
那另外一般性的，神常常借着人或者事情。来将机会赐给人。
But more commonly, opportunities are given through from God through other people.
好，我们请看罗马书第八章。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 28.
二十八节，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
Verse 28, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
这里讲到这个万事啊，都是为了我们的啊，为了这个爱神的人的好处。
And we see that all things in this world are for the good of man.
这里头当然包括着很多的神给人的机会。
And of course, these include a lot of good opportunities from God.
借着人或者事情。来赐给人。
Whether it is from God through other people or through other events.
就在我们日常的生活当中，神已经将机会来赐给我们。
And God has given us opportunities in our daily lives.
那我们如何去把握住这个机会？
If we grab hold of these opportunities.
我们来看两个例子。
Let's take a look at two examples.
请看创世纪三十七章。
Take a look at Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章十二节。
Genesis chapter 37, verse 12.
约瑟的哥哥们往事件去放他父亲的羊。
Now his brothers had gone to graze their father's flock.
十三节，以色列对约瑟说：“你哥哥们不是在事件放羊吗？”你们来，我要打发你们往他们那里去。
Verse 13, and Israel said to Joseph, "As you know, your brothers are grazing the flocks near Shechem. Come, I am going to send you to them."
约瑟说：“我在这里。”
Joseph said, "Very well."
这个是约瑟的父亲雅各对约瑟的一个要求或者命令。
And so this was his father Jacob's command, if you will.
因为父亲他关心每一个孩子。
Because the father is always caring for his children.
这个约瑟的哥哥们已经出外好些日子。
His brothers had already gone out.
做父亲的在挂念着这些孩子们。是不是平安？
As a father, he was worrying about his children, whether everything was going well or not.
所以他就想这个叫约瑟去看看。
And so he wanted Joseph to go and check in on them.
那这个约瑟呢，他就照着父亲所要求他的，他去做了。
And so Joseph did as his father told him.
那我们知道，这是其实是影响约瑟。他的一生。
And we see that this affected Joseph's life.
在一开始的时候，约瑟他并不知道那个结果会怎样。
Because in the beginning, Joseph did not know what was about what would have happened to him later on.
这只可能只是生活当中一件很平常的事情。
Because this is a seemingly regular everyday type of thing.
但是这是当时的约瑟他应该去做的事情。
But because this was something that Joseph at that time had to do.
相信他们家也有一些仆人。
I believe there would have been some servants in their household.
约瑟也可以说，是不是请仆人去看就好了。
Joseph could have easily said, well, why don't one of the servants go instead?
但是约瑟他认为说，他认为这个是他应该去做的事情。
But Joseph realized that this was something that he needed to do.
所以第一个我们看到如何把握住机会。
So we can see here the taking of an opportunity.
就是做我们应当做的事情。
That is to do what we are supposed to do.
其实这件事情对约瑟来讲呢是并不是一件很愉快的事情。
And we know that this wasn't a very happy thing for Joseph.
这个一直待在家里可以到外面去走走本来应该也是一件快乐的事情。
Well, being cooped up at home and then having an opportunity to go out should have been a happy thing.
但是事实上他主要去见的是他的十个哥哥。
But what he was to do was to meet his 10 brothers.
这十个哥哥对约瑟并不喜欢，对约瑟并没有好的态度。
And his brothers didn't like Joseph, they despised him.
但是作为一个儿子，他认为这是他应该去做的事情。
But as a son, he believed this was something he had to do.
那这就是约瑟他把握住这个机会。
And this is how Joseph took the opportunity.
改变他整个人生的一个机会。
This changed this changed his life.
我们很快的来看到那个结果。
We know we can quickly see the results.
请看创世纪五十章。
Let's take a look at Genesis chapter 50.
创世纪五十章十九节。
Genesis chapter 50 verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
19. But Joseph said to them, "Don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
二十节，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
Verse 20, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives.
那个最重要的结果就是保全了整个家族的生命。
The most important thing in the end was that he was able to protect the lives of his family.
那当然还包括着约瑟在埃及当了宰相。
Of course, that includes his position in Egypt.
那神过去给约瑟的应许也实现了。
And we also know the promise from God has been fulfilled.
那这整个事情的一个开始就是约瑟照着父亲的话去找哥哥们。
And we see that all this started we saw in the beginning, Joseph just obeyed his father.
那约瑟他如何能够把握住这个神给他的机会呢？
And if Joseph can take hold of this opportunity given by God,
从整个过程里头呢，我们应该也至少看到两件事情。
And in this entire process, we can see at least two things.
就从刚才所念的这两个经节里头，我们也可以去体会得到。
And even in just these couple of verses we read, we can also see this.
第一个就是约瑟他总是存着敬畏神的心跟生活。
We know that Joseph's life was always to obey God.
敬畏哈 ，fear.
To always fear God.
他不但是心里敬畏，而且他的生活、他的行为就是敬畏神。
But not only in his heart did he fear God, but also in his actions and the things he did.
再来就是他不断的依靠神。
And second, he was always continuously relying on God.
所以这样看来，其实机会 神给我们的机会是充满在我们的生活当中。
And so we can see from this that our, the opportunities from God are saturated throughout our lives.
哦，那把握住机会呢，就是这三件事情。
And to take hold of an opportunity is just those three things.
哦，我们做我们应该做的事情。
That is to do what we are supposed to do.
哦，我们凡事敬畏神。
We must always fear God in all things.
哦，我们凡事依靠神。
And always fear God in all circumstances. 那么 and always obey God.
哦，那么机会就不会流失了。
And in that way, opportunities won't slip away.
哦，有时候我们觉得说，我们常常说机会难得。
A lot of times we say that opportunities are rare.
啊，其实是更大的原因是我们没有把握住机会。
But the, actually, the real reason is that we just never never took the opportunities.
神给我们的机会应该是到处都是。
Opportunities from God are all over the place.
好，我们请再看撒母耳记上十七章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章十七节。
1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 17.
于是耶西对儿子大卫说：“你拿一一法烘了的穗子和十个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。”
Verse 17. Now Jesse said to his son David, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers, and hurry to their camp."
十八节，再拿这十块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。
18. Take among these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are, and bring back some assurance from them.
啊，天下父母都一样的。我们又看到啊，这个爱孩子的这个父母亲。
Parents are the same all over the world, and we can see here that how a parent loves their children.
啊，这个耶西他关心着跟扫罗一起出去打仗的儿子们。
And Jesse was worrying about his sons who went out with Saul to the battlefield.
哦，所以他一样的要这个大卫啊去看看哥哥们如何，顺便带一封信回来。
And so therefore he wanted his son David to go and see how they were, and of course to bring back a letter from them.
哦，那我们也看到这个大卫对这样的事情，他也是一样，这个是。做儿女的人应该做的事情，所以他就马上就动身了。
We can see the same thing here with David. He just had to do what he was supposed to do.
哦，其实就是这么简单，做我们应该做的事情。
And it's just that's that simple. We just do what we're supposed to do.
哦，那我们也知道这是大卫他改变他一生的开始。
We know that this was the beginning of the changing of his life.
哦，那在整个过程里头，我们也是一样，不断的看到。大卫他的敬畏神跟依靠神。
And we can see in his process, we can see that he relied on God and feared God.
请看十七章的二十六节。
Let's look at chapter 17, verse 26.
大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎样待他呢？”这位受割礼的非利士人是谁？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵吗？
Verse 26, David asked the men standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?"
啊，这个大卫听到那个歌利亚在向神的军队骂阵。
When David heard that Goliath was going against his army,
在啊，这个亵渎神的名。
He was blaspheming the God's name.
哦，所以这个大卫他是一个敬畏神的人。
And now David was a person who feared God.
哦，所以他不能够容忍这个非利士人这样来辱骂神。
So he couldn't stand the fact that this Philistine was defying God.
哦，所以他就很勇敢的要请求出去跟非这个啊歌利亚。这个征战。
And so therefore he bravely requested that he go and fight Goliath.
请看三十六节。
Let's look at verse 36.
三十六节，你仆人曾打死狮子和熊，这位受割礼的非利士人向永生神的军队骂阵，必像狮子和熊一般。
36, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God.
这是大卫他请求出战的时候对扫罗王所做的见证。
And so this was the testimony he gave to King Saul before he went out.
这个大卫敬畏神，而且他依靠神。
David was always relying on God, and he feared God.
他说过去神怎么帮助我，这次神也一定会这样帮助我。
He said that however God had helped him, he is going to help him again in the same way.
那大卫也不是没有向这个扫罗王请求，他就勇敢地冲出去。
He didn't ask of anything else from King Saul, except then he just ran out.
他是照着应该有的秩序，先向扫罗王来做请求。
He should have first asked of Saul first.
是的，大卫正要做一件对的事情。
Yes, David is doing the right thing or a good thing.
他看重神的名，神的名，神的荣耀。
He respected God's name and God's glory.
但是他也没有忽略了这个应该有的秩序。
But of course, he did not forget the procedures.
他做对的事情，但是他也这个很合理的来做。
So in doing the right thing, he also did it properly.
所以这个秩序在我们的生活当中也是很重要。
And so these procedures are also important in our lives.
那我们请再看撒母耳记上24章。
Let's take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 24.
撒母耳记上24章第4节。
1 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4.
跟随的人对大卫说：“主曾应许你说，我要将你的仇敌交在你的手里，你可以任意待扫罗。如今时候到了，大卫就起来，悄悄地割下扫罗外袍的衣襟。”
Verse 4, the men said, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I will give your enemy into your hands, for you to deal with as you wish.'" Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe.
在这里跟随大卫的人对大卫说，你看，神给你一个机会的。We
see here that the people with David said to him, "Look, the Lord is giving you an opportunity."
你可以将这个追杀你的扫罗王给杀了。You
can finally kill the person who is chasing after you and trying to kill you.
真的，这个大卫因为扫罗啊，他受了很多苦。
Truly, we know David suffered a lot because of Saul.
第5节,
Verse 5.
随后大卫心中自责，因为割下扫罗的衣襟。
Verse 5. Afterward, David was conscience stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe.
第6节，对跟随他的人说：“我的主乃是神的受膏者，我在主面前万不敢伸手害他，因为他是主的受膏者。”
Verse 6, he said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lift my hand against him, for he is the anointed of the Lord."
大卫并没有杀害扫罗。David
did not kill Saul.
他只是悄悄地割下扫罗的这个一块衣襟。He
just crept up to Saul and cut off a corner of his robe.
众人只是这样子，大卫他也觉得很自责。
And even this, David was conscience-stricken and felt bad.
大卫不愿意动手，他旁边的人可以代替他动手。David
didn't want to strike Saul. People around him could help him do that for him, actually.
第7节,
Verse 7.
大卫用这话拦住跟随他的人，不容他们起来害扫罗。扫罗起来，从洞里出去行路。Verse
7, with these words, David rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went his way.
这个大卫啊，他存着敬畏神的心。We
see here that David truly was a person who feared God.
他说这扫罗是神的受膏者。He
said that Saul was anointed by God.
是神来处理他，不是我来处理他。God
must deal with him. It is not me.
神没有给我命令怎样来
God did not command me on how to take care of Saul.
敬畏神，真的才能够抓住真正的神给我们的机会。
And so in fearing God, we can grab hold of the opportunities given to us.
如果大卫他不够敬畏神的话，
If David wasn't fearful of God as much,
在这里可能他就杀了这个扫罗。
He could have very well have killed Saul right there.
那很可能整个故事又要整个事迹又要不一样了。
And from then on, history would have been different.
所以我们所要抓住的是那个好的机会，对的机会。
So what we must do is grab hold of the good opportunities and the right opportunities.
所以我们一定要敬畏神，依靠神。
So we must fear God. We must rely on God.
在这里，大卫他将扫罗交在神的手中。
And here God gave Saul, left Saul in the hands of God.
好，那神如何将机会给我们？
And so how does God give us opportunities?
有时候神给我们环境。
Sometimes God gives us the environment.
神要让我们自己来创造机会。
God wants us to make our own opportunities.
请看路德记第二章。
Look at Ruth chapter 2.
路德记第二章第二节
Ruth chapter 2 verse 2
第二节摩押女子路德对拿俄米说容我往田间去我蒙谁的恩就在谁的身后拾起麦穗拿俄米说女儿啊你只管去
Verse 2 And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain behind anyone in whose eyes I find favor Naomi said to her Go ahead my daughter
这个拿俄米他是这个空手回到犹大地。
We know that Naomi returned empty-handed.
那所以拿俄米路德他们马上面对的就是他们的摆在眼前的每一天的生活。
And so because of that, Naomi and Ruth all firsthand in front of their eyes the daily needs.
所以路德就跟拿俄米说：“让我出去拾起麦穗。”
And so Ruth requested Naomi to go to allow her to go out and pick up the leftover grain.
每一天能够捡多少呢？
And exactly how much is she able to glean from the fields?
但是这个是当时她所能够做的事情。
But this was just something that she was able to do at the time.
那所以这个路德啊，他也是一样，做他可以做他应该做的事情。
And so Ruth, in the same way, did what she could do and what she had to do.
那其实也是在这样的环境里头，他给自己制造了一个机会。
And so she created this opportunity, from her environment.
那这个原则还是一样的。
But the concept is the same.
这个路德啊，他。就是一个敬畏神的人，他就是一个依靠神的人。
Ruth was a person who feared God, a person who relied on God.
我们请看第一章《路德记》第一章的十六节。
Take a look, Ruth chapter 1 verse 16.
十六节，路德说：“不要催我回去，不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往那里去；你在哪里住宿，我也在那里住宿。你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神。”
Verse 16. But Ruth replied, "Do not urge me to leave you or to turn back from you." Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God.
这个路德跟拿俄米啊，不是为了财产。
Ruth and Naomi did not have wealth or possessions in mind.
因为当时的拿俄米啊，他已经没有财产了。
Because at the time, Naomi really had no possessions left.
这个路德跟拿俄米，一方面当然是爱心，他爱这个年长者。
Of course, Ruth, because she loves Naomi.
她有那种怜悯的心。
She had a heart of mercy.
这样一个年长者应该有人在身旁来跟她作伴，来服侍她。
This elderly person should have somebody on her side to help her and serve her.
但是更重要的应该是也包括着路德的敬畏神。
But more importantly, it includes the fact that Ruth feared God.
这个跟着拿俄米，他才能够真正的来拥有这位独一的真神。
Only by following Naomi can she have this one and true God.
哦，所以这个跟随里头，除了包括相信敬畏，也包括着依靠神。
So, not only does this include believing or fearing God, but also to rely on God.
因为前面的困难其实是很清楚的。
The troubles before are clear to them.
哦，有这个对路德来讲，他又是一个摩押女子，要到犹大地去。
Ruth was a Moabitess in the land of Judah.
哦，但是在那样的环境里头。路德为自己来制造了机会。
But from that environment, Ruth was able to create an opportunity for herself.
所以我们知道后来路德他成了这个大卫家族里头的一个祖先之一。
And so we know that later she became one of the ancestors of David.
好，请再看列王记下第七章。
Let's take a look at 2 Kings chapter 7.
列王记下第七章第三节。
Second Kings chapter 7, verse 3.
第三节，在城门那里有四个长大麻风的人，他们彼此说，我们为何坐在这里等死呢？
Verse 3, now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, why stay here until we die?
第四节，我们若说进城去吧，城里有饥荒，必死在那里。若在这里坐着不动，也必是死。来吧，我们去投降亚兰人的军队。我们他们若留我们的活命，就活着；若杀我们，就死了吧。
Verse 4, if we say, we'll go into the city, the famine is there, and we will die. And if we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we live. If they kill us, then we die.
这四个人是长大麻风的。
These four men had leprosy.
他们的人生本来就是没有什么前途，是绝望的。
Their life is just completely hopeless.
正因为这样，所以更特别感动我们。
And so because of this touches us especially.
他们还是很珍惜他们的生命。
Because they still value their life.
他们不轻易的来放弃自己。
They don't just want to give up on themselves.
如果他们继续活下来，他们还是身上的麻风还是在。
If they live, they still have leprosy. Leprosy.
在这样的一个恶劣的环境里头，他们仍然不放弃自己。
In this kind of evil world, they still would not give up on themselves.
他们在这样恶劣的环境里头，给自己来制造一个机会。
And in this environment, they were able to create an opportunity for themselves.
真的，他们是活下来了。
And truly, they lived on.
所以。机会难得吗？
And so our opportunity is really that rare.
对一个敬畏神的人来讲，到处都是机会。
To a person who fears God, there's opportunities everywhere.
只是我们很可能是我们常常让机会坐失了。
Really, it's a lot of times we just let opportunities slip by.
当然，我们也求神他坚立我们所做的事情。
And of course, we ask God to help us in the things that we do.
所以在一年的开始，我们相信神还是将许许多多的机会在这一年他赐给我们。
And so in the beginning of this year, we ask God to give us opportunities.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们总是选择做我们应该做的事情。
So that we can decide to do things that we should do.
我们帮助我们总是存着敬畏神、依靠神的这个心跟生活。
May He give us a heart to fear God and to obey God.
我们就可以常常对人说，到处都是机会。
In that way, we can say to everyone, "There's opportunities everywhere."
唱诗219首。
Let's sing hymn 219.